Joe Jonas taking it heart by heart on a Tuesday. You're locked into Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Ballito, from the KZN North Coast. And, well, you by now should have heard about our movement that's been growing and rolling under the banner, the hashtag of Love North Coast. And we're about to dive into a special hashtag Love North Coast interview this morning, proudly sponsored by proud hashtag Love North Coast partner Accelerate Security. And hey, to find out more about what's happening on the North Coast or to become a partner yourself, you can follow the movement on Facebook or Instagram. Hashtag Love North Coast is the hashtag. You can find out more on the website, lovenorthcoast.co.za, or you can just stay tuned right now to Radio Life and Style, because in the studio with me, I happen to have, from the hashtag Love North Coast team, the lady who coordinates the wonderful multifaceted movement that it is, Leah Schoen, is in the studio. Leah, how are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you, Mike?
Great. You always bring cool people with you.
I do.
That's why I love having these little chats on radio. And this morning, you have brought in a lady with a cool story to tell, Carol de Mateis from Umhlali Prep, marketing manager extraordinaire. And Carol, great to have you alongside us for a little Tuesday catch up. How are you?
Yes, good morning. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Man, we've got a bit of a story to weave, but before we get into the exciting happenings at Umhlali Prep and a bit of history, Leah, for those who are just arriving on the KZN North Coast, tuning into Radio Life and Style and wondering what actually is this hashtag Love North Coast thing, give us the vision and the mission.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, so hashtag Love North Coast is a not-for-profit destination marketing initiative. So really, it's just we exist so that, because we believe that our region deserves to have its own identity and its own voice. And we really want locals to feel proud of what they have on here on the North Coast. And we want visitors to discover everything that there is to see and know about the North Coast other than just our beautiful beaches.
I love that idea, like a place-making initiative, putting it on the map in such a big way, and then celebrating all of the cool parts of the tapestry that make it to what it is.
Yeah.
Like Umhlali Prep. Carol, this is your wheelhouse now. Let's talk about Umhlali Preparatory School. It's such an important part of the KZN North Coast history. Having been here for, did I get it right? Is it 108 years old?
That is correct. 108 years and going strong.
Yo! Tell us a little bit about the school's connection to the community and why hosting an event like the upcoming Wazza Rhythm and Roots Festival is so exciting.
I think one of the things is that we've got parents that drop children off every day who were children at Umhlali themselves. Their parents were children at Umhlali at one stage. So that's a kind of community that you can't manufacture. It's just, it's there.
Yeah.
And our parents are incredibly involved in the education of their children at Umhlali. Very, very supportive of all of our initiatives.
Amazing.
So I wanted to bring something for families right at our school where families could get together, have some fun. And that's where the whole idea of rhythm and rooted in community came from.
Rhythm and Roots. It's in the name. It's so cool. And this is an event that is now set to kick off this coming Saturday on the calendar. That is the 29th of August. And let's talk about what the day holds. Wazza Rhythm and Roots. What can people expect when they arrive at Umhlali Prep on Saturday?
Well, gates open at 10 o'clock, and then at 11 o'clock, our very own choir and marimbas will be performing for the community. Ooh. Then we've got a variety of artists from KZN. We start off with Grant Truter. He is a singer-songwriter.
Yeah, well known.
Hailing from Wartburg.
Come on.
And then that's followed by the legendary Jason Hartman and Sam and his brother Scott. And then we've got the crazy Philip Taylor. They hail from Freyheit. And then we headline with Veranda Panda.
Come on.
At 3 o'clock.
So it's going to serve up the rhythm. And it's certainly going to be rooted in community. Speaking about that rooted connection, Leah, maybe you can illuminate the special connection with Wazza Meat Co. proudly sponsoring the event and also a hashtag Love North Coast partner. Why is it so important for hashtag Love North Coast to support events that are backed by local business and then rooted in the community?
Oh, I think, Mike, that's exactly what the heart of Love North Coast is all about. For us, Love North Coast is about creating a sort of sense of place. And we want to see local businesses, schools, organizations, communities supporting one another and creating experiences like this that make people proud of where they live. You know, Woz is incredibly community driven. And, yeah, he just, he's one of our Love North Coast partners. And I think, Charlie Prep opening their beautiful school up to the entire community is just shows exactly what the fabric of this region is all about.
Awesome stuff.
Very much so.
We totally get that vibe. And now, if you want to get yourself some tickets for anyone listening, Carol, they're thinking, this sounds like a great Saturday. But obviously, it is going to be a great Saturday. Let's talk tickets. How much are they? Where can people get them?
Tickets are available via web tickets, 250 Rand an adult, 150 Rand for under 18s. And Mike, I forgot to mention, we know our crowd.
Yeah.
So we are bringing the books versus All Blacks live on the big screen at 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Very important, because I was thinking in the back of my mind, you know, that there is potentially a scheduling thing there that needs to be addressed. So there you go. You're going to see it bigger and better than you would on your couch at home. Come and be part of the vibe. We'll turn it into a fan park. It's going to be the Gears is going to be real. And with your support down at the Wazza Rhythm and Roots Festival, the vibe is going to be out of this world. So Leah, as a sort of parting shot, for anyone now intrigued, thinking maybe they want to become an official hashtag Love North Coast partner as well, and find out more about what other great events, local events, can be supported, what's the best way to get in touch and to stay connected to the pulse of hashtag Love North Coast?
Very simple. Just follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Love North Coast, and use the hashtag Love North Coast when you're sharing posts of your life here on the North Coast. Otherwise, we do have a website, lovenorthcoast.co.za, and my contact number and email address are there if you want to find out about becoming a partner. And we just look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday. Love North Coast is going to be there. We're going to be giving out some free, cool popcorn and watching the Booker and listening to the great music and just reminding ourselves that this is exactly what living on the North Coast is all about.
Woohoo! You are hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. The Wazza Rhythm and Roots Festival taking place this Saturday, 29th of August at Mhlali Preparatory School, Mhlali Prep. Gates open at 10 a.m. Tickets available right now on web tickets, 250 Rand per adult, 150 Rand for under 18s. And it's already in my calendar. So I will be seeing you ladies there on Saturday with bells on. And thanks for giving us the story on a Tuesday, giving us plenty of time to pick out our outfits for the weekend.
Exactly.
We'll see you there.
Cool. Wonderful. Thanks, thank you.
And this special interview proudly sponsored by hashtag Love North Coast partner Accelerate Security. Discover more about what's happening on our beautiful North Coast. We'll follow hashtag Love North Coast on Facebook and Instagram, and check out the website lovenorthcoast.co.za.